Hello again. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is, a program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you will learn interesting things about what is happening in our world. We begin today's program with a look at relations between China and Vietnam. Disputes over the South China Sea have caused tension between the two countries. Then, some news from the Science Department. That simple weed that seems to grow just about everywhere, the dandelion, may soon lend a helping hand as manufacturers search for a substitute for rubber. It's an interesting story that is only minutes away. So let's get started. Here is part one. Last month, Vietnam sent a Communist Party official to China in an effort to reduce tensions between the two countries. Relations worsened 3 months ago when China deployed an oil rig to the South China Sea. The equipment was set up near Vietnam's coast, in waters claimed by Vietnam. The move led to deadly riots in Vietnam and hurt relations between the countries. Christopher Cruz has more.
When the Vietnamese official traveled to Beijing last week, experts said it might be a sign that the two countries want to improve relations. Lei Hong Ang spent 2 days in China and met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He reportedly told the president that a neighbor cannot be moved away, and it is in the common interests of both sides to be friendly to each other. Vietnam's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the two countries will continue to move toward what it called stable development. A Foreign Affairs Ministry official spoke to reporters in Hanoi. He said the two countries will continue to improve cooperation in diplomacy, defense, security, and other areas. They include the economy, trade, law implementation, and humanitarian issues. The deployment of the Chinese oil rig in May worsened years-long disputes over control of islands in the South China Sea. The move incited anti-China protests across Vietnam. This led to deadly riots in several industrial zones. China withdrew the oil rig on July 15th, just before a powerful storm moved through the area. Carl Thayer is a professor at the University of New South Wales in Australia. He says the visit by Lei Hong Ang to China is the first step in negotiations about the South China Sea islands.
Ang's visit has opened up channels, and I think we're seeing other lower-level people explore what's possible. You know, China accepted the apology. I think you see the wind that both sides are trying to overcome this, but without conceding too much.
Vietnam is exploring other ways to deal with China. Several high-level officials from the United States have recently visited Vietnam. They include General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. These visits caused some experts to say Vietnam may be seeking closer ties with the United States as protection against China. Jonathan London is a Vietnam expert. He teaches at City University in Hong Kong. He says that if the weapons ban is lifted, it would, in his words, symbolize a real change in the two countries' relations.
Vietnam stands to gain considerably from U.S. intelligence and U.S. expertise and know-how with respect to maritime affairs.
Carl Thayer says Vietnam is seeking to improve its relations with the United States and other countries as a way of, in his words, bargaining against China.
China keeps warning them about moving too close to the U.S., but that doesn't stop them from working towards Japan, which they've already done, and India, if India is willing to play the game.
Jonathan London says he does not believe anyone in Vietnam thinks relations with China are as good as they could be. And he says he cannot be sure that relations are improving. He says the two countries negotiate in secret, so it is not possible to know how the two countries really feel about each other. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to VOA, and we are coming to you from Washington. People have been using products made with synthetic rubber for more than a century, but high-quality tires for cars, trucks, and aircraft still must contain 40% or more natural rubber. Rubber trees are not very strong. They often have problems in bad weather and suffer from disease. Naturally, then, scientists are looking for rubber substitutes. As we hear from Ann Ball, they may have found one in a plant nearly everyone dislikes, the dandelion.
Rubber trees grow mainly on plantations in Southeast Asia. These trees are most productive only under the best atmospheric conditions. They need even amounts of rainfall and bright sunshine and no strong winds. Rubber trees can be infected with a plant disease. The disease has ruined many rubber plantations in South America, where the trees first grew. Dandelion plants are much stronger. Anyone who has dandelions on their property knows how hard it is to remove them. These flowering weeds spread easily. They grow in poor soil and do not suffer too much in a changing climate. But qualities that make people dislike dandelions also make them a possible source of synthetic rubber. Scientists have known for a long time that the dandelion's milky fluid contains latex, the main substance in raw rubber. The richest source of latex is a plant native to Kazakhstan. Researchers from Germany are working to engineer the dandelion's genetic material. The researchers are with the Fraunhofer Institute for Molecular Biology and Applied Ecology. Dirk Profer of the Institute says the goal is to produce large amounts of latex that can be used in the industry. He said one of the most difficult parts of dandelion research was to produce plants that will be economical.
And that is why we are working since years on the breeding program to develop new traits in the plants, stabilized traits, for example, a stable rubber content.
The genetically engineered dandelion is already producing half a ton of rubber per hectare.